Hey, greetings, Industrial Talk Podcast listeners. This is a continuation in our series of why you need to do podcasting. As you can tell, I'm a big fan of podcasting, but I think that you have to recognize that, one, it's a great opportunity for a sales funnel. Two, it's a great way to market your company. And three, it's a wonderful way to brand. But more importantly, it brings out that human side, that human element. You humanize your content, which then differentiates your content from all the other content that's out there that people are numb to. So what we're going to be talking about in this particular episode, we've already talked about getting your internal, your partners, your customers, and then, of course, targeting your prospects using this platform. All the how-to is out there on the Industrial Talk Podcast. And now we're going to venture into the reality of being able to have this podcast to highlight, this is when it becomes really human, to highlight the heroes and to highlight the philanthropy and the good that companies are doing, the good that people are doing, and being able to communicate that message and to be able to communicate that vision of what they're trying to do to change the world. And that's what this is all about. So when we start talking about the hero, let's say you have a company and you get a story about somebody that's done something spectacular, all right, something that's really sort of self-sacrificing. You have a platform to be able to bring them on and to inspire people. You inspire through the stories of others. That's what podcasting can do. And because you have it, you're able to sort of lock and load and make them happen and turn that around and get that content out there to inspire more people. So now you take that hero component, and now you talk about maybe your prospects have heroes. And you have that conversation. Hey, do you have anybody that has inspired you because they just sort of give of themselves and expecting nothing in return? And then you say, hey, prospect, is it possible to get that person on the podcast? And of course they're going to say yes, because it's a story that has to be told. That same approach happens with your customers. That same approach happens with your partners. And so now you can see how this is a content-generating machine, of course, but more importantly, now you're talking about the heart. Now you're talking about the soul. Now you're talking about truly inspiring type of stories that bring greater attention, of course, to your company, but also what really means to be alive. And that's one element of why this is so important. Do it for the heroes. It's always a great conversation. It always just keeps on going. And what about your philanthropy? What do you like to do? I like to give to St. Jude. I like to be able to provide that because I think they do great, great work. And of course they do. And there are many companies that and organizations out there that do the same thing. You can highlight that philanthropy on your podcast. You're still focused on all the other stuff of being able to highlight goodwill, all of that great stuff that is a part of the podcast. But what happens here is now you're growing that human side, the heart side. And then once again, just like what we did with the heroes, there are internal people that, you know, love this philanthropic activity. There are customers that have philanthropic activities. There are, as well as your partners and your target, your people that you're looking to do business with. And you can always have that as a way of being able to create that know, like, and trust, because it does come from the heart and because you do mean it. And that's what the podcast is all about, right? We want to bring out that human element. And that's why you, company, need to figure out how to bring podcasting in your marketing mix, because you have the flexibility of being able to really transform hearts. Next, we're going to start going into content creation. So now, just to sum up, you have a podcast that is a content-generating machine. You highlight internal people with create goodwill. You highlight customers, and you create goodwill. You highlight prospects, and you create goodwill. You create that know, like, and trust. You pull in heroes. You pull in philanthropy. And now you've got yourself this tremendous human-centric content machine that is second to none. And it's not that difficult. You can see I'm doing one right now. I just fire it up. I just start talking. And the content is there. So now what we'll do coming up tomorrow is we're going to start venturing into how the content is created, how you can create the compounding that is so effective, how you can repurpose old content, valuable old content, and put it into a podcast. And all of a sudden, you see what's happening. You're bringing in people. You're creating that human. You're repurposing your content. You're touching more people. You eliminate that numbness, that content numbness, and you move on. That's what this is all about. Once again, go out to industrialtalk.com. Find these podcasts. I'll put them out there. It's going to be a series. And if you want to know what equipment I use, it's out there. If you want to know more strategies, just contact me. And that's out there too. Just make it a point. Reach out. And then we'll have that conversation. And I'll help you in any way, shape I can, because I want you to be a success. You're changing the world, because we are bold, we are brave, we dare greatly, and we change the world. Thank you very much again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. And we start tomorrow on how we begin to build and repurpose content. Say thank you very much. Talk to you.